Hey guys, it's Zara at the mic, and welcome to the 12th episode of Global Groove, the show where politics gets spicy beyond the West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between, from the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing. That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, hey, how are you? Welcome. I hope you're ready for the political roller coaster I'm about to take you on. For my day ones, welcome back. You know what to do. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Hey guys, I'm back. I hope you managed to stay informed on what's happening in the world whilst I was away, because it hasn't been pretty. There's so many things I have to tell you, so hold on. Today, unlike my other podcasts, I want to focus on more of the past, give you a little extra culture to impress people with. I want to talk to you guys about slavery, especially, to no one's surprise, the role Mozambique played in it. When people think of the slave trade, they usually picture ships leaving West Africa from places like Ghana or Nigeria, bound for the Americas. But East Africa had its own system of trade long before that, and Mozambique was at the center of it. Centuries before the Portuguese arrived, the Mozambican coast was alive with Swahili trading towns, Sofala, Kilimani, Ilha de Mozambique, or Mozambique Island. And these weren't just small fishing spots, they were connected to the wider world. Gold from the interior, from the old Mutapa Kingdom in what's now Zimbabwe, flowed down to the coasts, where traders exchanged it for beads, cotton, and spices from India and Arabia. So, by the time Portuguese ships appeared, Mozambique was already part of a powerful trading network. But when European interests shift from goods to people, everything changed. From the 1700s to the mid-1800s, Mozambique became one of the key sources of enslaved people for the South Atlantic trade. It's estimated that over 400,000 East Africans, many from Mozambique, were forced onto ships headed to Brazil between 1800 and 1865. 4 months at sea, 7,000 miles, cramped, chained, and terrified. And it wasn't just the Atlantic. Mozambique was pulled into multiple slave trades at once. The South Atlantic trade to Brazil, the Arab trade across the Indian Ocean, and the French trade to islands like Mauritius and Reunion. It was part of a global network built on human suffering, and Mozambique was right in the middle of it. Now, here's a story that really stayed with me. Off the coast of Cape Town, divers found the remain of the São José Paquete d'África, a Portuguese slave ship that sank in 1794. It had left Mozambique, carrying more than 400 enslaved Africans, men, women, children, torn from their homes and forced towards Brazil. But just days after leaving shore, strong winds and hidden rocks near the Cape of Good Hope tore the ship apart. The crew escaped. Most of the captives did not. More than 200 slaves drowned in the waves. The rest were sold into slavery in the Cape Colony. And for two centuries, the ship and their story lay buried beneath the sea. But here's the powerful part. Mozambican and South African archaeologists working with the Slave Wrecks Project and local communities are the ones leading these dives. They're using underwater archaeology to recover what history tried to erase. Iron blasts used to weigh the ship down, shackles, fragments of wood, pieces of a past that still speak. As scholar Celestino Chissano said, the São José is more than a wreckage. It's a memory of struggle, of people who refuse to be erased. And that's what's powerful about what's happening now. African researchers are retrieving their own history, story by story, dive by dive. For centuries, history about Africa was written by outsiders, often with a colonial bias. Quoting Celsino Simbini, a lecturer at Eduardo Mondlane University in the capital Maputo, a lot of African history was written in a very Eurocentric spirit. They are looking to rewrite African history using underwater archaeology. But today, projects like these are changing that. They're not just studying artifacts, they're giving a voice to people who were silenced. Mozambique's story reminds us that slavery wasn't just something that happened to Africa. It reshaped entire regions and oceans. And the effects are still with us today, in culture, language, and identity. So yes, it's painful to talk about, but it's also empowering. Because remembering isn't just about the past, it's about owning the story and deciding how it's told. So, that's today's episode. From gold routes and coastal cities, the shipwrecks and resistance at sea, Mozambique's role in the slave trade is a hard story, but it's one we need to remember. Make sure to follow us for more updates. You can find us on Instagram at LFB Web Radio and hit up our website, www.radiolfb.net. Don't forget to share your thoughts and let's keep this conversation rolling. Until next time, keep that groove going, stay curious, and stay bold. Here's Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba to start this weekend off right.